The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Jenny, I think we're going to podcast again.
We absolutely are going to podcast. We both have had a vodka drink and part of a White Claw because it's that day.
I have a friend in town, my good friend Lynn.
We're partying it up.
Yep. If you haven't heard about my friend Lynn, she is one of my oldest friends who I grew up with, and I recently told her that her mom had died when she had not died.
Yeah, you remember Lynn, you guys, from a prior podcast.
Just saying, like, she's here, she has forgiven me, her mom is great, she's gardening, everything's...
I want everybody to know that I put powder on for this
podcast. She put powder on, and she's dressed really cute. She has on a little rainbow button-up with a pin so her boobies don't pop out, and little white jeans, and perfect hair. Here's what I'm wearing. I'm wearing a lace teddy. Just kidding. I'm wearing really baggy pants because things in the South aren't going great.
She looks real rock and
roll.
Not
the literal South, my South.
Well, I don't know.
My South situation. Oh, by the way, if you've stumbled on here because you want to talk about something sexy, this is the hashtag I'm on.
Wrong turn. Sorry.
If yeast infections get you going.
Tire damage imminent.
Let me share.
You know what? You can listen to us though wherever you listen to podcasts. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and the TikTok.
Well, not exactly TikTok yet, but you can follow us on there.
Well,
and then when we get our shit together,
eventually you can watch. We have so many
ideas for TikTok. I have so many ideas, but I'm like, I just want to watch people do it.
You know what I want to do on TikTok? I want to get on there and speak slowly and like.
No way! I would swipe past you so fast.
I know.
I'd be like, "What are you on here for? You've had 5 seconds. You're wasting."
I gotta watch the same video like 18 times to figure out what's going on.
It's
too fast for me.
I love it. I can't get enough of it.
It's the
ADHD web platform of choice. Here's me. I'm like, look at that. I learned how to deal with a plant. Oh, I learned how to deal with stains in my toilet. Oh, that's romance information. That guy makes me meditate. Like, that's Jen's meditation.
Right there.
You come to the Sweeney's, you get big ice cubes.
Well, I wanted to say that we're not drinking because it's been a bad week. I actually, and Kristen and I both have been trying to like be healthy.
Yeah.
So we're like.
Jen's real skinny.
No.
Yep.
I'm not skinny. I'm trying
and
my darndest.
I'm a strong person.
That's not true. You're a very strong person, but you've also lost a lot of weight.
No, I haven't.
Her butt's really high and tight, you guys.
My butt might be high and tight, but those numbers need to give me a break.
But that's the hard thing about your work. She's working out. She's doing these like CrossFit with a hot Australian
guy. Which leads me
Australian
to my yeast infection
guy.
Situation. Yeah. I think I wore my pants too long.
It's the double-edged sword.
You know what? I would just like to say that when you are someone in your 40s and you're going to a class where like, oh, I'm 28 and I'm going to go brunch after. Like,
amazing.
You run a different risk. I'm like, does anybody else have to change their pants? Because they might get a yeast infection from perimenopausal symptoms.
I doubt there's a dude listening to this, but if there is, here's the difference.
He's either my favorite guy or the creepiest guy on the planet.
He knows who he is.
He's like, I'm turned on by the word perimenopause. Well, you're the only one,
Well,
sir.
I think my husband might be too.
He's a woman who can't get knocked up. That's cool. Hey, no risk.
Yeah, that's great.
Although it kind of takes the fun out of having
start dating college guys.
Oh, God,
wait,
no.
I don't want to date a college. I want to date my husband.
God, no.
That sounds disgusting, doesn't it?
No, because you're so happy. He just got back into town. He's been gone forever.
He just got back into town. Yeah.
He's so happy.
Here's what I was going to say about yeast infections, though. Like, and college, this kind of ties it all together, that, like, if you go to spring break.
Raymond Jen's book.
Yeah.
Yeast infections in college.
Like, if you go on spring break, a woman's got to bring, like, at least 3 swimsuits, probably 4, because, like, one's for, like, a club beach sort of.
Yep, you don't know when they're doing one of those stupid foam
parties. Actually doing water sports or, like, you know, volleyball or something like that. She's got to bring a whole suitcase full of stuff. A guy who goes to spring break can
bring. He doesn't even wipe.
All he needs to bring. No, he doesn't. Just his trunks, a beer, a free beer tank top, and a Velcro wallet and
everything
flip-flops.
He wears at spring break, he got the day he got there.
Yeah. If a woman did that, she would die of a yeast infection.
Yeah, she would be like, I'm going to itch. If I don't die from the yeast infection, I'm going to die itching it, scratching it, and like running myself against this carpet.
How did I get 100 mosquito bites on my labia? Wait, I remember, but also.
I remember and I kind of don't remember, which is why it's spring break.
Here, or if you're drag me behind this parasol down the beach so I can itch my crotch, you guys.
Or you're me and you go to spring break and you think, oh, this is going to be the best time ever. You join some friends that went to Ohio State. You get down there, you fall asleep on the beach. After a long day of travel, you get a 3rd-degree sunburn, you stay in your hotel room for 6 days, and you finally make it out to a foam party last night, and you're like, that foam feels bad on my sunburn. I'm going to go home.
Yeah.
There's never a safer way to go to spring break than get a bad sunburn to start your day off. I peeled, and I looked like an atlas. Literally, I peeled. My skin peeled off. Do you want to know what's not attractive? New baby burned skin to anybody. I'm like, hey, I have leprosy. Do you want to make out? And then I'm like, I don't want you to touch me. And I don't want to drink anything because it makes my skin dry. I want to go home.
I'll tell you who the low-hanging fruit is, though, at a spring break party is the burned leprosy girl with a horrible yeast infection and mosquito bites.
That was me. Nothing but sexy.
What a terrible
combo. This is why I went to spring break for like 8 days and did not even the chance. I didn't make out at all. I didn't even make eyes at anybody because I was like, you might actually reach out.
I never went to spring break. It's a good thing. I probably would have died somehow.
Can I tell you what happened to me?
I'd be on a Girls Gone Wild video. And
yeah,
like,
you would have. You would have been like, I won so many awards and I don't have a shirt on.
Yeah.
I left my, this is how old I am. I left my disposable film camera near the pool.
Ooh.
I got there. We went to the beach. I don't know if you guys know this. I don't tan much in the fall months of Nebraska.
No.
So I'm as white as they come. So I go out to the beach. We're all laying out. I have a Bartles and James. I'm laying on the beach towel. I fall asleep. I get this super burn.
Was this 1986?
Yes. Yep, yep. I go inside. And I can't find my camera. I'm like, that's so weird. So then I found my camera later in a random spot, but I'm ADHD. So I'm like, this makes sense. This was here. I wasn't here, but it floated. So I go home. I go back to waiting tables. I get my film camera developed. You know it takes 8 days if you're going to pay lowest price.
Right.
I get them back all wieners. Somebody, the guys at the camp or at the hotel next door, took pictures of their wieners. And I had... And I had to go pick up that film from my friend who worked at a local, and not my friend, just a guy that worked there that I would see from time to time. I chatted him up like it was no big deal, and he probably thought I worked in porn.
Best $11 you ever spent, I'll tell you that.
I was so confused. I bet I turned the picture over like 14 times, like, what is that? What is that?
She was like, what is that? I'm not.
What is that?
I haven't seen a.
I don't know why that's so close to the lens.
They must have had it in their pocket.
They must have had it, and then their pants shifted. Nope, these a-holes put them in their big old baggy nice trunks and took pictures of
their wieners. I just made an observation about wiener pics. I think they call them the dick pics.
They do.
No man has ever, like, taken it up so you can see his face in it.
Ew, why? You know why?
Because they're ashamed.
No, well, they should be. First of all, because they're like, any guy that's like, you know what she wants to see right now? Picture my wiener.
No.
Then they start to do that, and they're like, oh, I should take more pictures of this thing. They think it's a piece of art, every single last one of them.
Well,
and you know what? Send me a picture of your credit score. That's what I say. Send me a picture of your credit score. Show me the first property you've bought, if that's what you're going to send me pictures of.
Of your degree, sir. I want,
fine, send me a wiener picture.
Because you're a little old to be at spring break. You better be working on a master's, you creeper. Yeah.
If you're like over 23 and you're at spring break, you better be an MD is all I'm saying. you should be able to fix my leprosy.
That's right. What were we talking about?
Well, it's funny that we're talking about spring break because we're going to talk about pregnancy.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So if you have kids, you know what this is. And by the way, I don't care how you came about your kids.
Most people know what pregnancy is, whether they have kids or not.
But what I wanted to say is I want to loop in all the parents. It doesn't matter if you I like the term bonus kids. Like if you are divorced and you marry someone new and they have kids, you get bonus kids instead of being stepmom because that's a shitty term. I don't care how you came about your kids. But if you have kids, you love them, and they annoy you. And when you're away from them, the first thing you do when you get an extra minute is you look at pictures of them on your phone.
Yeah.
It's like the weirdest. Like, you're like, what a little jerk telling me I can't sing in my car.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, my God, he was so cute. Look at this.
Yeah.
Like it's something we do. And lately, my husband and I, we were laying in bed not doing anything because the easterly winds are upon us.
Yeah.
And by the way, because that's my MO. And we were laying next to each other. And we were looking at pictures of like Finn and Eleanor when they were little. And I miss holding them like that.
Yeah.
And just like cuddles on the rocker and like seeing them when they wake up and they liked me.
Yeah.
I would look in their crib and they would smile.
Gosh. Yeah.
And those days are over because now they look at me and they're like, what?
Yeah, you have to do so much more to, like, please them. It's crazy.
They're like, hey, Mom, can I get some more Roblox? And I'm like, will you love me? And they're like, yep. I'm like, great,
$20. I'll take that. Yeah.
I'll buy you.
I'll bribe.
Fine.
That's fine.
I'll take whatever to make you love me. You're going to love me.
I'd like to specify that good time is really from only, like, say, 3 months to a year.
A year.
Maybe 15 months.
When they get mobile, they don't need you anymore. They're like, I'm out. You've been great. Wonderful roommate. Overall, pretty happy. I'm 13 months. I'm on my feet. No need for you.
Yeah. I'm going to, especially if you're have a boy child, they're like, I'm just going to break everything and see how I can use it to injure myself.
Just go ahead and push this over.
Yeah. That's not a jungle gym. That's a floor lamp.
That is Jen's TV table.
That's a lightning rod. There.
We went over to Jen's house with Finn when he was like 15 months. We've talked about this before, and she had all these like antique metal planes.
No respect for figurines, you guys. No respect for figurines.
And I go, and Finn was like climbing up this like TV stand to their giant flat screen TV, and like all of these metal planes. And I was looking at him, and I was like, first of all, he's as tall as she is.
Yeah.
And she was looking at me like, what's wrong with him? And
I go, he early wants early intervention, Kristen.
Those
early.
Metal damn planes that I would want if I was 14 months.
I know. We had not baby-proofed the house.
Not at all.
That I think the first 3 months of a baby's life, it might as well, if they were smaller, take place inside your body because it's the same. It really is.
They just lay there. I think there's a lot of high expectations for what they're going to do. Like they're going to come out juggling and they kind of just lay there.
They lay there. They baby bird cry. Just
which
stuff
is
shoots
cute.
Out. Oh, stuff shoots out
and
of every
little
direction.
Their bottoms and their little, like, you give them baths and they're so happy.
Honestly, there's something about changing a baby when they're that tiny that is like a turkey ready at Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Like, they're honestly, like, you don't expect them to be like that.
It's they're so precious and they're so needy and you're like
precious. That's a nice way. I'm making it sound really gross, which I don't mean to. It's a weird thing.
You're just like moving it, but you get so used to them that you do move them around like they're a raw turkey. You're like lifting a leg, you're turning stuff over, you're flopping them around. And they're like, they're at that age where they've got like their hands, they don't know that their hands are moving. Like,
I know.
They're, so
oh
they
God,
like hit themselves
the
and they're
thing.
Like, oh my God, it's the sweetest.
They
and their eyeballs.
Oh God, you guys, they all get scared by their hands and like see them in their periphery and they're like, what is that?
You're like, somebody's coming to get me.
Yeah.
It's like, no, it's just your own hands.
It's your hand. Yeah.
And then boys are like, oh, but if it's on my wiener, it feels. And then that's where it stays for literally the next 28 years.
Fast forward to the exact same thing.
Right. We're dealing with that in every stage.
Yeah.
But I was looking at these pictures and I was thinking, man, like, you know, Finn is 10. He doesn't look like there's that space between 3 and 7-ish where they still got that like baby yes. squish. And he doesn't have that anymore. So now I'm like seeing what he's going to look like as a dude. And I'm like, and he's also so rude.
It's not cute, Jen. No.
The other day we were in the car and I go, Bud, I really love you. And I'm really proud of you. And I'm really happy you're my son. And he looks at me and he goes, you can't sing.
No.
So I just want to tell you what I'm dealing with. And I go, why would you say that? And he's like, well, because we're in your car all the time and I know you're going to turn on your 80s Pandora and then you're going to start singing with it. And I just want you to know that it ruins it.
Hold on a second. So somebody goes to talk to him about his feelings and he responds with a bit.
I know what you're doing and I don't like it.
What?
I don't know what you're doing.
Doing a little Hannibal Lecter right now. Kristen does that too, you guys.
Shut up.
I try to talk about something.
How dare you use me against me? You're short. She'll say something emotional. I'll be like, all right then. Well, tires are important on a car.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I believe it's easy to romanticize the baby phase. And honestly, it's deserved.
You wouldn't do it again.
No, it's deserved. There's like, for as hard as it is, it's like, that time is the most precious time. Like, it's great now and everything, but it's...
They really need you back then. They need you. And I love, 9 months because they start getting really chubby and they can kind of sit up.
Oh, gosh.
And they smile and they coo and they don't go anywhere. Yeah. They have to sit there.
Yeah.
So, like, you have a window of a life that will be normal again. And then they start walking and then you're like, oh, I'm never going to look up.
Yeah.
I'm literally going to walk around in a 90-degree angle for the next 3 years. And you know what?
You might as well have, fishing wire from your eyeballs to their body because you have to or they're going to get hurt.
No, you'll never have a full conversation. You'll be like, oh my gosh, I heard that. Hold on. Do not put your finger in there. Do not. What was I saying?
My brother really did. And you guys, who knows if this was some sort of a superhero incident, is he put his fingers on an old school outlet and got them both, it finished
burnt?
The charge. It burnt both hands because it came out. Or something. I don't know what happened, you guys, but near-death experience. And now he's an electrical engineer. But still, he's a boy, and that's why he did that.
Well, I got to say, just to defend how dumb girls can be, we used to get together at the ballpark when I was in, third grade, and there was a hot cable, electrical cable.
Yeah.
And six of us, first of all, we'd start with two.
Make a car explode, sure.
No. Yeah. We'd start with two, and we'd hold hands, and then somebody would touch the live wire.
Dear
and
God.
We would say, could number two feel it? So number one is getting electrocuted every single
Please
time.
Please tell me you rotated, or if you were always
number one every single time.
This explains
time.
So much.
Jen, I want to tell you, we got you a chain of eight.
Holy shit, Kristen. That
I
is
touched
the
it.
Most inadvisable thing maybe.
No, I'm not. If you're coming to this podcast for parenting advice, you are in the wrong place.
Or just advice on how to be a kid. Don't listen to that. I'll give an update because my brother's an electrical engineer, as I mentioned. He's coming on Friday. So I will.
From Germany.
I'm going to have him. he's got so many stories about, like, people going, hey, is this wire live? And jabbing it with a knife and, like,
yeah,
getting blown into the next block.
Well, I don't like that he shares stories about me because that feels unfair. Just
well,
kidding.
Was that you?
I think he would find my inquisitive nature inspiring that I was like, look at this, electricity can really go through you. I don't know how I ended up without.
I think he would more marvel at, like, how come you never delved into why you almost died that one time? Why did you so blindly accept that?
Because I was like, you know what? This is my path. It's my path. I'm on it. And I got electrocuted a bunch. I'm fine,
know.
You guys.
All I was going to say is babies are cute.
Babies are so cute.
If you go to the 9 months before they come out of your body.
And you talk about what
I have some complaints.
Oh, well, let's talk about, because I don't even know if I know this exactly, except I can hear the two people that we're talking about that are now in, like, bigger form outside the door.
Yeah.
When I, Jen was at the night, I'm 100% sure.
You got impregnated?
That I got impregnated.
I had nothing to do with that.
No.
Except I did buy champagne,
I believe. She bought so much champagne, I got engaged, and we celebrated, and listen to that. Ice cube
delicious.
Hit the sides.
Can I do this?
Yeah, you can. We
put a white claw
we celebrated with champagne at a fancy Viceroy hotel, and I wasn't going to let any of that go to waste. And then we, the next day, left for Palm Springs, celebrated on the way to Palm Springs in a Carol's parking lot in my Mini Cooper, to which I believe.
By celebrated, she means.
We had sex in the front seat of my Mini Cooper, to which then ended up, not easily because we're both tall.
Very tall. I mean, those seats, you must have had the comfort package in that car.
Let's just put it this way. Colin was driving. And.
Hold on. That doesn't help me. That actually confuses me.
He was in the driver's seat. What the hell else do you need to know? He was sitting in the driver's seat.
Okay, so you're...
I was riding a lawnmower, if you will. I was...
Could you have driven the car? Or
no,
were you checking for the backup?
No,
okay, but I still don't understand how you got all those legs in that little seat.
You're right. I have skinny legs. They worked through the you know what? I don't know either. I think the marvel is that I got pregnant because that was like a maze that sperm had to go.
Was that a bench seat in the front? I don't
it
understand,
It wasn't
Kristen.
Meant for that. My husband is 6'4". I'm 5'8". There's no way.
I feel
like
you would have had some bruising or chafing.
We did. I wore a long skirt. It's
honk,
fine.
Honk.
Yeah.
Honk.
Look,
honk.
When you know you're doing something naughty, everything happens fast, if you know what I mean. Fast and furious. So he was fast, I was furious.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We made a baby that night. I hope Finn listens to this someday because that'll be a
so
really
romantic.
Wonderful. But I remember when I was so tired. I remember being like, I'm like tired in like a new way. Like, what's wrong with me? We were dating and I was like, oh, I can't. I'm so exhausted. And then I went, oh, no. Oh, boy. Oh. And so I peed on a stick, and that stick was like, yeah, you're super pregnant.
Hello.
Hi. So pregnant. You could have taken this the next day.
There were
eight
lines on that
sucker. They're like, da-dun, 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 da-dun.
Yeah.
And that's when I found out. And then I called Colin, and I was like, hey, can you – come home real quick before you go to rehearsal. Just real quick, can you just come home? And he's like, you're pregnant. I was like, so pregnant.
I was going to tell you when you got home.
I was going to tell you when you got home, but now I'm just going to tell you right now.
You already ruined it. So.
And then I was super excited. There was nothing about it that made me, I wasn't disappointed. I wasn't scared. I was excited. I was also 34, so I didn't feel.
It made sense.
It made sense to me.
I did not know about the pregnancy until she did not have champagne when she was trying on wedding dresses. And I was like,
that bitch is pregnant.
Yeah. There's no way there's any other.
I remember going into that was the only thing. And it's so silly because I still don't feel bad about it at all. But I remember being like, I want to try on 5 different dresses because I won't be able to wear one of these dresses. And that's okay. I saw myself in a mermaid dress. I've never been back to that weight. And that's fine. And I thought I looked great. And I was like, hey, nice to know I can walk the red carpet someday. I don't want it to be white.
That's a really, really good thing that you did that. And it's smart because I think I got my wedding dress at a trunk show and I was like, this is exactly how I buy wine. I'm like, what's the most expensive at the biggest discount that I can get? Which I was like, show me all of those. And then, which don't, doesn't.
But Jen so, also you know was what like, I mean? Hi, like, do you have anything in the size of a straw?
No.
Hi, do you have a bendy straw? Can you put that around? Because that's my size.
Like when I go to Ralph's to get wine, it's like, it says $8.99 and it's marked down from $20. Yeah. I'm
you
like,
know that's good
I got
wine.
Away with something.
That's how we all are. We're like, this thing started at $25,000 and is now $4. You're like, I'm going to wear that every single day.
Every
it's
single
the ugliest
day,
feather I've ever bought. That's... You know what I mean?
You're it's like, a pterodactyl this is a, feather.
It's a pterodactyl feather.
It's very expensive.
it's a prehistoric feather, you guys.
You didn't have morning sickness with Finn,
nothing.
Though. Okay.
Nothing. Nor with Eleanor. I didn't.
But you had reflux with
Eleanor. Oh, well, that's different. Okay. I had freaking heartburn from the get-go. Like,
when you like bend over and barf and you're like, I am such hot sex right now.
Not only that, standing up, fully standing up, not showing at all. And all of a sudden I like touch my chest. I was like, what's that? I was like, whoa. And I'm like, that's hot. And that, and then everybody was like, the old wives tale is that your babies will have a lot of hair. And Finn is,
oh my gosh.
Finn has so much hair. He was looked like he was George Clooney when he was born.
He was born with a clown wig.
Yeah,
on.
He has like he had like a widow's peak, whatever. And like when you got his hair wet, it would wick water.
He had lots of curly hair.
Lots of curly hair, cute. Wavy. It looks like a Doppler map. His hair is going to be...
Which BT Dubs, I was going to say earlier, I think he looks exactly the same as he did when he was a baby. I don't think he looks any different.
You do?
I oh, really... Gosh. Yeah.
When I saw him for the first time, I thought to myself, you're exactly what I thought you were going to be and nothing what I expected. Like, you're everything and nothing all at the same time in that what my expectation was. And I just... looked at him, I was like, such a disaster. You know, those whatever 45,000 hours of pushing and then getting a C-section. I was like,
oh, yeah.
You better be awesome.
I had
you one, owe me.
I had one of those pushing failures as well, and then the C-section. And I remember two things. Well, I remember all the beautiful stuff, and then two things that really pissed me off in that time, which one was that as they're doing the C-section, I'm like strapped to the table. Some doctor's like iPod or phone was playing music and they were having this debate about who was singing and I could not speak because I was under anesthesia, but I could hear everything. And it was,
Were you mad about who they were talking about in terms of artistry?
I was like,
were you
mad? Notes, it's Hall & Oates, you idiots. I just like could not, like, it was so frustrating. And then the other thing was, you're so out of it,
you're so out of it.
You're just like exhaustion.
Regardless of how that baby comes out, even if you're there,
it's
if you get him just because you're dating someone, you're tired.
Yes, it's a long ass day. So
it's a long ass day.
The other thing was, I heard this baby cry and I'm under all of these like drugs and stuff. And I had heard women pushing in other rooms.
You
and stuff.
Did?
Yeah.
Were you at Cedars?
No,
you were
in Santa Monica.
UCLA?
Yeah.
Oh, that was where I was too. Or St. John.
John.
You were at St. John. I was UCLA first and then St. John second.
Both mine were St. John. I think same room, like St. John's. But then, well, like when you're in your room, you can hear and you can see all the other monitors and stuff like that. The other, like.
Yeah.
And I said, I heard this baby cry and it felt so unreal. And when you get a C-section, you have no idea what's going on behind that curtain.
No way.
All you know is you don't want pictures of that posted anywhere.
Yeah.
That's all I know.
I'm like, am I upside down?
Yeah. I was like, there's a man standing on my bladder right
now.
Maybe
my vagina.
Like, why? What's he doing and where are his arms? Yeah. Well, they're in you.
Yeah.
That's where they are.
This looks like alien.
Yeah. My husband still says, he's like, I think they took something out and put something on the table and then took out the baby. And then, like, it was.
Colin couldn't look. I looked at him and he is so squeamish and he's so pale that he took our silly, dumb camera that was a digital camera and he went, he just held the camera up over the sheet and pointed down and hoped he got it.
Oh my God.
He did. He got it right up in there. But he didn't see it. He couldn't.
No.
When they gave me the epidural, I go, you go down. I swear to God, I'm not doing this alone.
Yeah.
You stay the fuck with me.
Yeah. Give me your eyes.
I saw him like starting to like. I go, you don't get to go now.
Yeah.
You don't get to go anywhere.
Well, so here's the thing. I heard this baby cry and I didn't know that it was my son.
Of course not.
So I said to my husband, Is that him? And he gave me this real shitty look like I was an idiot.
You're still mad about it. You're like, I'd like to go back to when we were in the delivery room.
That moment differently, dear. I've had a really tough 48 hours. He's like, yeah.
And oh, that's what you need right now, sarcasm.
Exactly. I think he might have even said, like, who else would it be or whatever. And I'm like, go over to that baby. Make sure they don't steal any of its jewelry or whatever.
That baby's got
to. Like, go hang out with that baby because I'm strapped to a table. Otherwise, I'd punch you right in the fucking mouth right now, man. Oh, it was so hard.
Did you find out from a pregnancy test? I mean, obviously, you guys were trying.
We were trying. I took like 1,000 pregnancy. Like, anytime I was like, ooh, is that a sunburn or am I pregnant? Like, everything. I ordered these tests off Amazon. They're like, you know, basically the dollar store test, but if they sold them at a dime store.
Ugh, did you put the pee in the cup and then do the strips? Because that's so good. I have another friend like that. They're like $17 a piece.
No, they're not. They're so cheap.
No, the ones that are EPT, like you just put them in your pee stream, pull it out, and it gives you a happy face.
I did that, yeah.
But the ones where you got to pee in a cup, I wouldn't know how to do the science. I'm like, I need it real easy. I need a 15 pack.
Well, it's really complex. I'll tell you what it is. You pee in a cup.
Nope.
And then you stick a piece of paper in it.
No, because I'm already peeing on my hand. I don't want to do that. Take it out. I half peed on the one I took with Eleanor. I was like, oh, I almost used it. And then I went and used that again. I double used it. Don't do that. That doesn't give you a real fair...
That's like just the tip. There's no way you're pregnant. I just barely peed on it. There's no way that this pregnancy test is accurate because I just put the tip in. That's what you just said.
I literally thought that Colin and I were going to have some explaining to do right after Finn when we got the green light that we could have sex again. I was like, am I pregnant? Are we going to have Irish twins? And so then I half took a test, but then I realized that I wasn't.
So you got the green light that you could have sex like 10 months
after? Yeah, it was 10 months after.
Would you have some sort of medical anomaly or something like that? That you?
He was at the doctor's appointment when they told us that we could have sex after
we got... He just wasn't paying attention.
That's what. So we had a moment. It was terrible. I was like, you have to go fast. It hurts so bad. I had it in my head that I was going to get pregnant the first time we had sex.
I literally said the words to my husband, probably after both babies, when you get the green light that you can have sex. Because I don't know if the men think you're going to be like,
on a few months.
Woo, I've been waiting for that moment. Yeah, nope. I said, you know what, we can do it, but... it's anybody's guess what's going to happen, and you are not allowed to anything embarrassing that happens to my body.
Oh, like, my God. If Colin would have been – it wouldn't have mattered. He was so desperate. He would have taken anything I gave him. He was like, I will take 4 seconds in and like, I'll make it happen. And he did. God bless him. But I did think I was like, this is going to be our luck. We're going to be those
Eleanor.
People.
Yeah.
Well, Eleanor was conceived when – we went to a freaking hotel in Orange County on an attempt to get away for a weekend, but we brought our baby. Oh. So the hotel was like $49.99 a night, but the soup was like $8 a cup. So we I said,
hold
we
on,
can't
is that
leave
a euphemism for sex?
No. Seriously, it was $49.99 to stay there, but everything was really expensive. So we stayed one night, and I was like, we can't leave this hotel without doing it. And I was like, but we have a baby. So here was our thing. We thought, well, let's leave the baby in the pack and play, and then we'll just go in the bathroom. And that's how Eleanor was
conceived. Another beautiful, magical story,
you guys. And when I got home, I felt terrible. This is not when I knew I was pregnant, but I thought, oh gosh, I don't feel good. Went to the doctor, and they were like, you have hand, foot, mouth disease. And I was like, what? But I knew he could get it. I didn't know he could give it to me. And they go, and a pregnancy. And I was like, well, look at that.
I remember exactly when this was because you also called me me we might have given you guys hand, foot, and mouth disease. So
I called you and I was like, hey, we just, just leaving a quick
really
voicemail. Finn has hand, foot, mouth disease. So do I. I'm going to give it to everybody. Your birthday party. Gotta go.
Yeah.
Then yeah. the second one was like, hey, Jen, just leaving a voicemail. How are you guys doing? By the way, I have lice, both of my kids, and we just went to your birthday party. Hope that's okay.
Okay, bye. And then the third one was, hey, remember that second phone call I gave you? Same deal. Bye.
But both at the same time. Okay, yeah. I got to go. Bye. Yeah. So with Eleanor, I was shocked at how I felt like Finn was like 2 days old.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, this is a medical marvel.
Yeah, no.
And your kids are the exact same age apart as my kids. And remember when I saw you? And I was like, you're pregnant.
Yeah, she saw me. I was literally, I don't even know if my husband knew. I was like so pregnant. I was like 5 weeks pregnant, you guys.
Barely I was pregnant. And barely I saw her. And I was like.
And she was like, hi.
You're pregnant.
You're pregnant.
No, I didn't know it because of your stomach. I knew it because of your skin.
But you still looked at my stomach. But well, my skin looked pregnant. My nose get. You know what?
No, you're being weird now. Don't do that. You were all glowy and your eyes were super blue. And I was like, I think you're pregnant. And then I looked down and I was like, are you pregnant? And then you looked at me and you were like, nobody knows. And I was like, yeah.
Wait, was that with Eleanor?
Yes, I was already pregnant.
Sorry, wait. I just said Eleanor like she's my baby. Hold on.
With Delilah. Were pregnant with Delilah, not pregnant with Eleanor.
I was pregnant with Delilah because here's a funny story.
Wait, I already had Eleanor.
Do you remember this though? When I was pregnant with Dash and was really early pregnant, like 2 months pregnant or whatever, I saw you somewhere and I said like, I'm like 2 months pregnant or whatever. And you were like, you got really weird because you had like just done the whiz quiz and you just found out that you were pregnant.
Oh,
do you remember this? It was crazy. I don't think we've ever even talked about this before.
Wait, I found out I was pregnant with Eleanor?
Yes.
Oh my God. Did you just call it the whiz quiz?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Sorry, they call it that for drugs.
How many?
I don't know. Sorry.
The whiz quiz?
I didn't mean to say that.
That makes me think that we're all like, oh God, let's take another pregnancy test at Carl's Jr. Who's done that?
Sorry, I said that, you guys. You did?
Yeah. I mean, I've taken
You probably got way. Pregnant in a Carl's Jr.
Listen, food locations are completely erotic to me. My grandmother clearly loved to eat because she had 13.
But I do remember, like, I remember telling you that, and then you were like, you had this really, like, weird reaction. And for, like, 10 seconds, I was like.
Wait, but Dashiell's older than Eleanor. By 6 weeks. So I must have been brand new and not supposed to tell anybody.
No, you hadn't even told me yet. Like, I swear you must have just found out.
I
remember I was like.
She's got weird.
Oh, she's got weird. I wonder why. Like, what, you know, what was it? And then, like, it took me 10 seconds. I was like, she's pregnant.
Ugh.
I know she is.
Totally was.
Yeah.
Totally was.
Because she has no poker face. She was like.
None. What?
They're getting married.
There was all of this like pomp and circumstance to the first one. Like Colin bought me literally the biggest bouquet of flowers you've ever seen.
Aww.
It was so special. And in the second one.
Shit.
I remember holding Finn. And he was just wearing a diaper. And I had like spit up on a tank top. And I wasn't wearing a bra. And I was like, I'm pregnant. I'm pregnant. And like Colin was like, what already? Like it was so different.
Streetcar Named Desire. This is like a weird
look, man.
Yeah.
Tennessee and then Williams like play. That one, I was like, you know what? I'm not gonna gain 80 pounds is what I'm not gonna do.
That's what I said too.
And I'm gonna have a really fit pregnancy. I'm gonna feel really good. I was feeling really good.
Okay, I didn't ever say that, but I was like.
And then I went into the doctor and I went and laid on this table and they gave me that's how you do COVID tests for me is rectally. No, up the situation when you get a sonogram.
Yep.
Or the wand. Ultrasound.
The wand ultrasound.
Yeah, but they go internal sometimes.
Yeah, it's a wand ultrasound.
Yeah, so they went up in that. And I was like, good God, man.
I like that. It's a better picture.
Well, I'm like, oh, I'm holding my breath. But they got quiet. And then they were like, you have a tear in your cervix, which is probably from my first labor. And then they were like, hey, you have to go on bed rest for the rest of your pregnancy. I was 19, I was probably just at 20 weeks pregnant. So my total time in bed rest was 110 days. So I would just like to say that I absolutely gained 80 pounds and then some. And it was a glorious time of watching nothing. I've literally, there's not an SVU I haven't seen.
Well, if I can rewind a little bit, I remember your first appointment where your measurement was like low.
Very small. They measure how much of your cervix you have left. Once your cervix goes, it's a trap door for labor. So
Have never paid more attention to anyone else's cervix in my entire life. I was like, when's your next appointment?
I know. I was like Jen, your hand, you don't know.
I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing.
You can't take a measuring stick in there. I really remember being like,
I know. What are your numbers? What is that? I'm like, okay.
That little piece of skin did okay. I had to have stitches put in. I had to have something called a cerclage, which is this crazy little knitting needle loop that where they go in and they put like what looks like little loops in your cervix.
Oh,
and then
God.
They put string between it and they pull it shut. And then right
like
as you've cooked the baby.
Football.
Totally. And as you've cooked the baby, then they go in and they cut those stitches open, which I will tell you, there's never been a pain that I've experienced more like that.
Oh, I can't imagine.
And then I kind of, in your head, you're kind of like, is this thing real?
May I say, your cervix is somehow attached to your brainstem. Like you can feel
it in
a way you can feel no other part of your body. It's so weird.
Guys talk about getting kicked in the balls, and I know it hurts. I know, like, knocks them down. I can only imagine that having someone inspect your cervix feels the same way. But you feel like you've been, like, impaled. You're like, and it's a gentle balance. You're like, if I move at all, her hand's going to slip through and into my internal organs. Is she holding my liver? It is but you know what? My doctor was really awesome and I made it through. And at 38 weeks, they cut the sutures. And I thought, there's just a part of your head where you're in a little bit of denial because you don't know how, otherwise you kind of can't cope. You know, you're like, you're so scared. And I quickly figured out I can't Google. Don't Google shit.
Oh, no. I just pictured them cutting it, and I almost threw up a little bit.
Yeah, but my husband was so great. He set up a – and by the way, I still had acid reflux like nobody's business. So I had a mini fridge next to my bed. I was allowed to get up to go to the bathroom, and that was it. And I could take a five-minute shower every week for the first 6 weeks. And then every week I made it further, they gave me more freedom. So when – Colin was awesome. It was, I think, probably scary for him because he was literally like, I'm dependent on you not losing your shit and sort of like, or like sneaking something. Like you have, like it was really hard. And like, anyway, so they.
Well, he had a friend that the pregnancy did not make it.
Right. We have a friend who had the exact same thing I did, and she went into preterm labor and she lost that baby. And there was nothing that made me feel sorry for myself less. Then that moment, I was like, you get your shit together, you lay down, you cook this baby, stop feeling sorry for yourself, because your situation is much, you're better off.
And that's why he was extra
worried.
Yeah.
So then I started to like really take it seriously. And then, I mean, I was taking it seriously. I was just pissed off, man.
Yeah.
I was like, this is when I was going to look like a supermodel pregnant, not when I looked like Shrek in the first one. I was like, how much did I weigh?
I think you would have had you not had the bed rest, I think you would have been like one of those Heidi Klum sort of pregnancy.
Thank you. I was like, I'm going to hold my boob in a side picture
I'm
like
on
Demi
the
Moore.
Runway for the Angels runway show.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you. And so
you were cheated from that.
I agree. I wanted to do a lot of pregnancy modeling.
Yep.
And instead, what happened was Eleanor was so low that she was like, it was like the second I got up, I could barely stand because my muscles had.
Yeah.
So I was.
It was like the end of it where you're just like, am I peeing right now?
Oh,
like
it was absolutely that. I peed all over myself.
God.
I went and we tried to buy a house within 2 days. And the realtor was like, hey, in case you go into labor, I helped my wife with an at-home birth. I go, dude. You're not going to deliver.
If you want to see my choo-choo, just tell me, man.
Yeah, just find a house. It's 10% less than listing. And I'll show it to you for fun.
Let's negotiate.
I don't want to have a down payment. Can you do that for me? Because I'll show you. You're not going to want to see what's down there.
You cut down your 3%, buddy. Give you 100%
of this. Take 3% instead of 6%. Yeah. I'll show you my chooch.
Oh, man.
So then I ate a bunch of bagels and carbs and I fat loaded and came into camp at exactly the same weight as I did to Finn. Two totally different pregnancies. 200 bills. Stepped on that scale. Literally could not believe my body would weigh 200 pounds. Here's the best part. Hey, anybody that's pregnant out there, I stepped on that scale and I was like, well, then I'm going to get off this scale after having a baby and I'm going to be like 140.
Yeah.
And guess what? I'm just gonna went up 4 pounds because you retain fluid from the...
Yeah, from the anesthesia and all that shit. Yeah.
I was like, how do you have a baby and gain 4 pounds?
All of that is very shocking. And like most of you know this. Don't bring your pre-pregnancy jeans to the hospital and think you're going to put those on.
You know what you're going to do? You're going to give those to a nurse. Yeah. You're going to be like, thank you for all you've done for me. Yeah. Can I borrow you're going to trade pants. Can I have your scrubs?
Yeah.
And those aren't going to fit. Those are going to look like stretch pants.
I need something really comfy.
Oh, God, do yourself a favor. Don't try to get back to what you were. Just be who you are.
You know what? Just lean into those fishnet underpants, which sound sexy and aren't. But
yeah, there's different roles that fishnets play. When you're in your 20s, they're one thing. When you're having a baby and they're trying to keep all your guts in, it's something else.
They're keeping your guts in and also keeping a pad loosely attached to your body. Vagina. That's about the size of a bathrobe.
Oh, God. And then you're like... I don't know, but I think I'm going to poop, and that feels maybe worse than labor.
I got to tell you.
First poop past baby.
I had this most labor and delivery. Wait.
Deliberately?
That's the White Claw.
White Claw.
Hold on. So before you have labor and delivery, right. And then you have what nurse? It's a different nurse. It's a...
You have labor and delivery... And then you have, I guess.
It's a different team. They like switch you to another side of the hospital.
Oh, no, I know that to be true. I know you'd lose your, because I had this one labor and delivery nurse that I was literally like, if it's between you and my husband, he'll understand. Just please be here. Don't leave me. She stayed 6 hours past her shift to be with me. I loved her. I was literally like, he's not bringing that much to the table and he's really pale and he did this to me. Can you stay with me? And she's like, you got it.
Well, my first one I did not like because...
She told you to try harder.
She told me to try harder. She also was like, here, I'm going to take the drink cart and we're going to roll you onto your side and have you put your leg up to see if the baby turns. And I'm like, well, this seems like really practical and cheap. Wouldn't they always fucking do this if it worked instead of doing a C-section? Like, tell me your buying time. Just tell me what's happening because... you're waiting to see if I dilate more. Like, just tell me.
You just feel like a giant orca on the thing. You're like, yeah. I have no more control over my body.
I don't have any pants on, so I look like I weekend at Bernie's. I can't move. I have an epidural in, and I'm just like my mom looking with like who farted face at me with my gaping sniz out there trying to deliver this baby. And then my husband, who I'm like, I would like you to see me as sexually attractive at some point. Look away. It was horrible. And then I got a fight with this nurse, and then everybody's like, she was kind of a bitch, huh?
Yeah, you're like, I've had a day. I need everyone. You know what I want? I want a black Uber to show up.
Yeah.
To take me in like an exclusive Uber by myself with the baby where I can like travel in luxury, because coming here and doing all this has been a real shit experience. It hasn't. It's great. In retrospect.
You have all this oxytocin that like floods your body to make you forget, but it needs to happen to everybody in the room. We would all like feel way better about our labors if like our husbands did not remember us shitting randomly or tooting randomly.
But you know what? I get like, that's where I married the right man, because I feel very like, how don't you? Yeah, I'm gonna crap as I push, because I've got a human inside me who, by the way, is coming in at 10 pounds predictively. And that's your fault.
Yeah.
Like,
that's his
I was
fault.
A
that's
reasonable size yes. baby. I was a 7 pound baby. He was a 12 pound baby. You
oh
split
God.
The difference and I'm split in half. So I'm mad at him already. I'm like, this is your fault. So whatever happens to this, you did it.
That's
literally.
On you. That's on you. Yeah.
That's
I agree.
On you. I'm not doing Kegels.
I did have a really weird experience with, so whatever it is after you deliver the baby.
I forget. Why can't we
I
nurse?
Don't know.
We call them nurse angels, so I never remember.
Yeah, except for this one.
I had a surly one at St. Joe's where we both delivered.
I bet it was the same
she
one.
She was so mean to me.
This one, I honestly, when I, after they like brought me down from the C-section, she's like, you got to get up and walk around. I'm like, I will at some point. She's like, now. So she walks me into the bathroom.
You'd be the worst. You'd be so, I'd be like, you got to get up. And you go, you know, I'm not.
Let's negotiate.
It's just like Delilah Pett saying she didn't feel like doing a COVID test at school, and then you had to drive an hour to go do one. She was like, you know what? That doesn't work this time.
I don't want to.
It doesn't work for me right now, so. Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
So this, but to get even with me, basically, I don't know if you remember that prison rape scene from John Rambo where with the high powered where she went to check to see if I had gotten a hemorrhoid from pushing up against the wall where I could like barely stand. And I was like, why are you doing this right now? Like, we will know soon enough. Like, there's nothing that needs to immediately happen right now if that is the case.
She gave you an up the
rectal, basically.
I didn't get one of those, and I think it would have helped.
Well, you know what?
I was very stopped
your
up.
Your copay doesn't cover it, but it's totally worth it.
I wasn't at Cedars. Yeah, no. I wasn't having a fancy baby.
So she does that, and I was like, well, maybe she's just having a bad day. I don't know.
Maybe she just feels mad at you for not getting up when she said get up. And she's like, I'll poke you into
She
it.
Was entirely mental, because after that, I can put up with a really, like, I can deal with it. Like, yeah, even when she shoved me against the wall and then looked at my butthole, I was like, this is impolite at the very least. But we'll see how things go from here.
And then she punched you.
She, at one point, I was only taking half of the
Percocet.
The Percocet, because I was like, you know, I heard it can, like, constipate you, blah, blah, blah. I
was like, more.
Well, my body reacts doo-doo really well to any medicine you
so
give
does mine.
It.
Like, that's why I was like, doo-doo. Yeah.
No, I know. Had I known then, would I know
put
now?
Me in the
but
sky.
I said, I was like, just give me half of it. And she would come in, and you know that sleep that you desperately need after you give birth?
Oh, they come in all the time. They're in every 30 minutes.
It's like a clown car.
Yeah.
There are people coming in. She would wake me up to check my wristband to make sure it was my medicine. And I stopped at one point where I was like, I go, what are you doing exactly? Like, you've checked this 10 times.
They have to
and
do
she
that
because
perks are.
I need to make sure it's you that's taking the medicine. And I'm like, if I were selling this at the street level, wouldn't I ask for the full dose?
Right.
Like, you're going to bill my insurance for it. What? I'm not an idiot, lady. I was so pissed off. I would, like, I literally had Britt tell, like, I don't want her in this room anymore. Have them send somebody
they're
else in this room.
They're not used to dealing. You know what happens is, like, they see this. To us, it's such a catastrophic new big thing. And they're dealing with the same type of people all the time that we become sort of like prisoners. They're like, I know what I'm going to deal with in the yard. And so then they. There can be a level of where there's a little bit of insensitivity. And like you just, it's a good reminder that like everybody that goes in there, even if they've had like 8 kids and can deliver their own, you still need to have a little bit of tenderness. My L&D nurse, she was so nice to me. Literally, she laid in the bed with me at one point.
Aww.
I was like, I love you so much. You're exactly what I need here. Does he have to stay?
My second team was so incredible. And did I tell you about this? Oh my gosh, you guys, this is crazy. So like, I'm always, if people are being weird around me, I'm like, well, I did something terrible and nobody wants to confront me with it. That's got to be what the deal is. So when they were getting me ready for my C-section, For Delilah. I was supposed to have her scheduled C-section on a Tuesday and had been in labor all weekend. And so on Monday I went in and I'm like, I know it's labor. And they were like, oh dear, if it was labor, you'd know it. And so they hooked me up to a monitor and my contractions were as high as somebody pushing down the hall. Like, you could compare the screens. They were the same. But because I get that like nerve back damage or whatever, I think I couldn't.
Oh,
feel.
Yeah.
All I could feel was that, like, my muscles were tight and it was hard to walk and breathe and stuff. So, like, they say, okay, we're going to deliver the baby now. So it wasn't, like, the organized C-section
that they
planned.
Yeah.
And at one point when I was in the OR, everything got really weird. And I was by myself for a long time.
Oh, no.
And I was immediately scared that something was wrong with the baby or that something was wrong with me or like what was going on. And then they finally like let Britt in the room. And I was like, what took you so long? You idiot person.
Yeah. How dare you? Again, I'm so mad at you. With so Dashiell, I was mad at you. With this, I'm mad at you.
And he said, I don't know. Go through the labor, blah, blah, blah. The next day, my labor and delivery nurse came in with like the charge nurse. And I was like, am I in trouble? I only stole a couple things. Yeah. Man. I can't
steal
like,
it all.
What,
steal
like,
it all.
I know.
It's not stealing if your insurance covers it.
Absolutely. So she came in and the labor and delivery nurse who'd been so awesome has like huge tears in her eyes. And she can't even talk. She's so scared. And the charge nurse was like, so yesterday when they were prepping you for surgery, the nurse got stuck. It went through me into her. So she got like stuck with fresh blood from me. And they can't look at your file to see if you have any bloodborne illness, like if there's anything like I could have given her HIV or something like that. She has to go through this series of tests to see.
Delilah did?
No, the nurse.
Oh, she stuck you.
She got stuck through through me into her finger.
Oh, God.
So this was her option. Either get tested then, get tested 48 hours later, get tested every 6 months for like whatever it is.
Or ask you.
Or ask me if I'll do a blood test and can release the results.
Oh, my God. I bet she was terrified. She terrified was so terrified. And also horrified.
She couldn't even speak and she didn't want to ask me to do it. And I was like, yes, absolutely. I'm like, how can you?
You're like, I don't want to.
I was like, I'm still on all these painkillers. Like, how?
Yeah. Give me a couple perks. Well, yeah. Wait, no, I'm just kidding. I'm
and
kidding.
I said to her too, which I felt like I would want to hear this if I was her. I said, I don't have anything that you can get, but so you sleep at night.
Yeah.
Do it. Do whatever you need to do. Take all the tests for
I would have been like.
And they did. They took so like much four blood. Vials or something like that.
Holy crap, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And yeah, it was, but I remember her face and she was so scared. And I
bet you
like,
thought something bad had happened.
I thought it was going to be something horrible. So when it was that, I was so relieved. I was like, just cut off a toe and make it easy for me.
I would literally get over half of a toe because that would just help me with my shoe situation.
I will actually be only 3 pounds over my
Yeah, I would literally lose a pound per toe. Thank you very much.
So, I mean, they do a lot, man.
And those nurses do so much, and they make you feel so good. And they also don't make you feel scared. Like, there takes a lot for them to show, like, in the moment that there's anything going on that's wonky, you know?
Yeah. Well, that first nurse that I had that was so bad, she literally was talking to me.
Except for the one that
she did. I'm not joking.
She talked to me with disrespect.
No, hand to God. She was like,
are you sure she was nurse or she just like?
I don't know. She honestly did not
feel
like it.
And she's like, I'm playing this out.
She was like that Leonardo DiCaprio movie, but for nurses. Like, but you know where he's on the pilot?
Where you pretend to be a doctor a lot? But I'm just saying.
I've never gone into a hospital and done it.
She really went the distance.
Yeah. But she was talking to me and looked at the screens. She was looking at all the other monitors, like on this. She had them going to my monitor so she could watch all the rooms when she went to other rooms. And she's talking to me and she goes, oh, shit, and ran out of the room. And I didn't know if it was for me. I didn't know
somebody
if
else.
It was for somebody. It was for somebody else. But I was like,
hey, lady, I'm left in here with the no shit.
I was like, Britt, you want to go? See,
Brent, damn you,
idiot!
When Eleanor came out, it was so different than Finn. Finn came out and he was like, "Hey, what's up?" Eleanor came out and it was that like blood curdling, like and her mouth was moving. And they gave me a different kind of anesthesia, so I kept vomiting. So they didn't want me to blow my stitches. So they would put me up a little bit each time, and then I'd burp and I'd put me down.
Would never happen if men had babies.
Oh my God! Literally, they'd bring me up. I'd go and then go. They'd bring me down. So I didn't get a holder like with my because my arms weren't working either. So like they put her on my chest when she first came out.
Yeah,
she fully bit the OBGYN hard. And Dr. Bickman was laughing so hard. She goes, she bit me so hard. And she had this like super chubby like face. And she was so cute. But her screaming, crying. I remember looking at Colin and going, is that one ours?
The loud one?
She's been making that noise the whole time. And then she got on my chest and she was quiet.
She was, you guys, she was such a cute baby. She was, because I had Dash, and then 6 months later, Head. 6 weeks later.
6 weeks. I remember you came to my sprinkle, and you had just gotten your C-section. By the way, they don't even use staples anymore.
I heard that. That's
they use like an adhesive. Next level, man. God bless them all.
I've got like a big Frankenstein scar.
I can have scars. I parts where you can see the dots from the staples.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Man, that would be nice.
Yeah. Well,
I hope my tummy tuck scar covers my sister.
Me too.
Don't judge me. I don't know when I'm doing it, but maybe I will because you know what? Labor is hard.
I got opened like a chicken of the sea, just like
like a turkey.
Put together. Yeah. And there's one part of it that's got like the Billy Idol snarl to it, which I don't appreciate. I don't want that on my C-section.
I just want it to be
a nice smooth line.
Well, I don't think any of them are smooth lines because it's not a smooth experience. I don't think it's a smooth experience coming out of your V-hole either. I think it's all
it's a little bit of a shock.
Watching a predator.
But Eleanor was the cutest baby I have ever seen. She was like all these little concentric circles.
She was just a circle. She had a tan because she had jaundice, so we called her a Jersey baby.
Oh, my God. Her eyes were like these big boop.
Big blue eyes.
Oh, she was just the cutest.
Well, they're cute when they're little, you guys, and they do that on purpose. So when they get mouthy when they're older, we love them. And we look at pictures of them when they're little and we're like, remember when I was enough? Sorry, I like to bring it full circle. I was starting to feel things.
Yeah, when you're laying in bed and you're looking at pictures with your husband, just remember what it feels like to get the can of tuna treatment to your abdomen.
We did. I had hankering for number three. He got a vasectomy. I got a golden retriever, and we are a happy family. we are a happy family. We have two healthy kids. We have two healthy dogs, thanks to Jen, and all is well. Jen, I think did we podcast?
I think we did.
You guys have found everything out about our pregnancy. I don't think we missed anything.
I don't think so either. I could tell more about my conception, but that's for another one.
That's another podcast. That's a whole 40-minute podcast, and I kind of don't want to be there.
It's an eight-hour tantric webcast.
Ew, gross.
Okay, bye.
And we're done. We're done.